Conor McGregor, we are not losing any more women and children to twisted people who should not be in Ireland. By Simon Kent on November 24, 2023. UFC legend Conor McGregor has called for Ireland to rally together and ensure the stabbing of three young children and two adults on Thursday is never repeated. A five-year-old girl remains in critical condition at a Dublin hospital and a teacher's aide is in serious condition after the horrific attack, as Breitbart News reported. A six-year-old girl continues to receive treatment for less serious injuries and another child was discharged overnight. The alleged assailant, who was tackled by witnesses, remains hospitalized in serious condition. He is yet to be publicly identified and police have not yet ruled out any motive, including whether it could be terror-related. Social media reports indicated the man was Algerian, but that has not been confirmed by the Gardaí, as the Irish police are known. McGregor took to social media outlet X, formerly known as Twitter, to voice his anger at the stabbing, telling his followers, "We are not losing any more of our women and children to sick and twisted people who should not even be in Ireland in the first place," he said. "Isn't that something? The absolute picture of weak and feeble. The most divisive of all is the weak man. One of the most horrific crimes this nation ever seen has occurred. We do not care anymore what you sad cases have got to say. In a war you are nothing. We are not backing down, we are only warming up. There will be no backing down until real change is implemented for the safety of our nation. We are not losing any more of our women and children to sick and twisted people who should not even be in Ireland in the first place. Call it what you want. We do not care. May God help us all. Ireland for victory." The tweet and comment was in reaction to another X posting that highlighted the presence of a journalist after the attack. The public took to Dublin streets in protest in the hours after the attack. Police arrested 34 people overnight after up to 500 people attacked shops, set fire to vehicles and turned on crowd control officers equipped with helmets and shields. Dublin Police Chief Drew Harris attributed the riots to a hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology. However, Harris seemed far less willing to list an ideology or motive for the attack. "I'm not going to speculate any further in respect of a terrorist motive," Harris said. "Until we're sure what the motive is, we have to keep an open mind as to why this happened." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.